From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. Our top story today, an ongoing hostage situation in our nation's capital, and OPR has obtained exclusive audio from the hostages inside the building. But unfortunately, it kind of sounds a little grainy, kind of muffled too, so we ask them to re-record it, then send it again. Hopefully they'll get back to us soon. Anyway, here are some of today's other top stories while we wait. A big announcement from members of the United States populace today as the nation announced it could really use a few days where it isn't gripped by something. A spokesperson for the nation's people confirmed in a statement that having a day or two where they could just relax and not be in a, quote, downward spiral or trapped in the perilous clutches of anything would be both welcome and long overdue. And even more bad news for the nation today. The entire democratic process could be in peril after millions of Americans were forced to chase after their mail-in ballots that were blown away in the wind. No word yet on if the panicked voters were able to catch up to their ballots, or if they just floated out into the ocean, never to be seen or counted again. Back with more news, including pristine audio from the ongoing hostage situation. And if the hostages are listening now, remember, please be sure to turn off your air conditioning. It'll go a long way. Back in a moment. Well, it turned out all those hostages died, so it doesn't look like we'll be getting cleaner audio files back anytime soon. So instead, we're going to turn our attention to a more heartwarming story today about a group of young entrepreneurs raising money for a great cause. OPR's Children's Organizations correspondent Jenna Resnick has the scoop.
Hello, would you like to buy some cookies?
Outside the local Walmart in Bexley, Ohio, members of Girl Scout Troop 242 are greeting excited customers and cashing in by selling dozens of boxes of everyone's favorite treat, Girl Scout cookies.
Here you go. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Every year, Girl Scout troops around the country, including Troop 242, donate a majority of their proceeds to local charities as a way to give back to their communities. And after raising over $100,000 in cookie sales this year, Troop 242 decided once again to put their money to good use.
It's just been a really hard year for everyone here, and we knew we wanted to do something special. So we said, fuck it, it's our money. Let's buy a Corvette.
That was 12-year-old Gwen Newton and the sounds of the candy-painted Corvette she now co-owns with her fellow scouts. The troop says their mission is to empower young women, and that there are few things more empowering than putting the pedal to the floor with the top down. But just how were these scouts able to sell enough cookies to score this sweet piece of metal?
We just threw down a couple folding chairs in front of Walmart, and the cookies practically sold themselves. Easiest $100,000 I ever made.
And what would you say to someone who bought a box of cookies from you with the expectation that you'd donate it to a charitable cause?
We did donate to a cause! We got a set of Bitchin' Wheels. Are you gonna get in or what?
This is the hardest working group of girls I've seen in my 20 years with the Scouts. Last year, we built a wheelchair ramp at a community theater. The year before that, we donated canned goods to a local food pantry. But this year...
That's troop leader Jen Singer, who stressed to me that this was no impulse buy. They did their research, ultimately deciding against the more affordable Chevy Camaro because of its poor fuel efficiency. The Corvette also won out thanks to its 6-liter V8 engine and 400-plus horsepower.
The girls wanted a few more ponies under the hood, and who could blame them? And considering all the add-on features, they got it for a pretty good price.
I was hoping I could just trade that tubby suit at the dealership, a couple of boxes of Thin Mints, but the son of a bitch wasn't budging.
So, did you have to pay the full $100,000 for the car?
No, probably closer to $75,000.
Our gals know how to negotiate.
The Scouts have run up a considerable bill upgrading the car with a new spoiler, racing tires, and a can of nitro. But to offset the costs, Singer has introduced new badges for oil changing and routine maintenance.
They're learning valuable life lessons. Popping the hood every weekend to keep her running smooth and...
Hey, you want to go, buddy?
Okay, now calm down. You haven't earned your street racing badge yet.
I don't need a fucking badge to lap this guy. He's toast. Woo! Yeah! She's got this! Come on! Torch his ass!
Oh, girls, girls!
2-4-2! 2-4-2!
Fortunately, everyone came out of the accident unscathed, and the Scouts are already selling boxes to fund repairs. So if you've got a hankering for tagalongs and a taste for burned rubber, you know where to turn. For OPR, I'm Jenna Resnick.
Just a wonderful story. Thank you, Jenna. Can't wait to cross paths with those young ladies out on the road to see if their bitch-ass little Corvette can keep up with my 79 Challenger. I got a pretty good feeling I'll be the one earning the street racing brownie badge when that day comes. We'll be back in a moment.
Hello, it's me, Jamie Lang, and I've got a new podcast, and this time there are no gimmicks. It's just great company. Because the thing is, I realize the reason I love podcasts so much is because they're a great way to connect with people.
Hello, I'm Youngblood.
Joe Brand.
I'm Paloma Faith.
Jay Blades.
Elizabeth Day.
Zara Larson. Casper
Lee. And I'm Great Company.
Great Company.
Great Company.
Great Company.
Apparently.
It's Great Company with me, Jamie Lang. Coming Wednesday, the 27th of March.
After that last story, Papa wants to read the news fast, real fast. Here's what else you need to know today.
You love the great outdoors, so why not take a step outside and enjoy it one last time? Because it sure as hell won't be around much longer.
That's the sound of a new national wildlife campaign that's hitting the airwaves today. The National Wildlife Federation is taking what they're calling a, quote, more realistic approach to their messaging and are now urging Americans to get out into nature just so they can take one last good look. To be fair, I just stuck my head out of my window to soak it all in one more time, and I gotta say, you're not missing much. And in finance, Equifax is apologizing to customers today. The Consumer Credit Reporting Agency has sent out a memo to users assuring them that their dropping credit score is unrelated to anything at all. Oh, well, that's good news. For a second, I was worried my credit score was tied to any amount of rhyme or reason. Glad to hear my livelihood is still totally out of my control. And finally, those poor little Girl Scouts from earlier in the show are going to be shitting their pants when they hear about the latest 2021 offering from General Motors, because GM is upping the ante in the SUV race today, unveiling their new 14-seat, 11-door, 7-wheel, 4-trunk Chevy Teton. Oh, and it sounds like it gets terrible gas mileage, too. Might have to head out to the dealership this weekend to give one a test drive. And that's the topical for today. I'm Leslie Price. If you enjoyed today's episode, you can like and subscribe to The Topical wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget, there's still time for you to write us a description of what you think I look like in the reviews on Apple Podcast. If your description is what I want to hear, you could win a chance for me to say your name or something close to it live on air. I'll be choosing a winner soon, so be sure to describe my luscious locks and well-endowed groin section before time runs out. Have a great weekend. I'll see you next time. Thank you.